Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun Dalid, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis Tanu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanusunu Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Yaakov Ben Reb Nachim Mordechai and Avi Minsky Rebbe Zeichet Tzadik VeKadosh Levracha. So we're moving along in Perek Hazav, discussing the halachos of Oinah, stating that today's daf is a little bit of a digression, and it is going to discuss halachos related to a chaymish. So a chaymish literally is a fifth, the chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. But the idea and the concept of a chaymish is something that appears several times in the Torah, and today's daf is very much a shulchan aruch of the laws of chaymish. And I think that as an introduction to today's daf, it's kedai to learn the Mishnah on daf nun hey yom adei. So this is a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, but just to read the words of the Mishnah as a segue for today's daf. So the Mishnah says as follows: Chamisha chumshen hein. There are five times in the Torah that you find this idea of a chaymish. Ve'elu hein, ha'oichel truma, v'trumas meiser. V'trumas meiser shal d'may v'achal v'abikurim. If somebody eats truma or anything that's associated with truma, b'shoigeg, the halacha is mois of chaymish. You have to make the kohanim or whoever's truma it was whole. In addition to that, you have to pay a penalty. You have to add a fifth. Ha'poida neter avoy umaisa sheni shaloi maisa chaymish. If somebody is poida neter avoy, or if somebody is poida maisa sheni, when it's his neter avoy or where it's his maisa sheni, the halacha is you can't just be poida dollar for dollar, but rather you have to add a chaymish. You have to add a fifth. Ha poida es hektesh maisa chaymish. If somebody makes something hektesh and now he wants to redeem the hektesh, meaning he wants to transfer the hektesh onto something else, if the person that was makdashid is the one that's being poida, the halach is he has to be moisev chaymish. Hanena shava pruta min a hektish, moisev chaymish. If somebody has hana, a shava pruta's worth from hektish, again b'shoigig, the halach is he has to be moisev chaymish. Someone that has hana from hektish is known as a moyel b'hektish. One of the halachas of me'ila, when it's done b'shoigig, is then in addition to making hektish whole dollar for dollar, you pay this penalty. You have to add a fifth. And finally, v'hagoizel eschaver shavapruto. If somebody steals from his friend a shavapruto v'nishbaloi, and then his friend says, "You stole from me," and he says, "I didn't. Swear, no worries." He swears, and then afterwards he confesses. So this is known as the parsha of Hashem Gezelois, and one of the halachos of Hashem Gezelois is Moisef Chaymish. He has to have a chaymish. So the Mishnah says Chamisha Chumchenein. There are five different times where you find this idea of a chaymish. Again, today's daf is going to discuss different halachos related to a chaymish, and as we see throughout the course of the daf, we're going to touch on many of the Chamisha Chumchen that were mentioned in the Mishnah, stating that as it relates to the specific context that we're discussing. So yesterday's daf very much focused on a memra that Chizkiah said. Chizkiah said, "Maisa sheni she'en bo shava pruta." If somebody has maisa sheni that's not worth a pruta, Oimer, he can say, "Hu v'chumshoy mechulol al mois harishonis." Meaning, ordinarily, if somebody has Maisa Sheni and he wants to redeem the Maisa Sheni, he wants to transfer the Kedusha from the Maisa Sheni onto money, he could do so. That money that he's going to transfer the Maisa Sheni onto has to be Chulin. And when he does this pinyin, the Kedusha goes from the Maisa Sheni onto the money. So Maisa Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you pay to the Maisa Sheni, you don't have to eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now the money is Kadosh Bikdushas Maisa Sheni, so that the money needs to be brought to Yerushalayim and used to buy food that will be eaten there. But the point is that there's an idea of Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Chizkiah said the only time you could be paid the Maisa Sheni is if the Maisa Sheni is Shava Pruta. If the Maisa Sheni is worth less than a Pruta, you can't be paid to the Maisa Sheni. Stating that, Chizkiah said another Chiddush. Maisa Sheni She'en Bay Shava Pruta. If you have Maisa Sheni that's not worth a Pruta, Oimer, he can say, Hu V'chumshoy. He, meaning the Maisa Sheni and the Chaymish that a poi the Maisa Sheni needs to add, should be mechulul amois harishonis. Should be mechulul a money that already was used to be poi the Maisa Sheni. Meaning you're using Maisa Sheni money to be poi the Maisa Sheni. That's a chiddush if there's ever been one. How could you do that? You're double dipping, right? Lafi, the reason is she efshaloi laadam litzamtzei ma'osa, because it's mistaber that when the person was poyed the ma'isa sheni the first time, he did it by in yafa. He was generous. Very hard to get it perfectly right, and as a result, there's probably a little shirayim. There's some extra money in the ma'isa sheni money that really is chule. What do you mean? I thought I used this money to be paid the ma'isa sheni. But chances are, I used $101 to be paid the $100 worth of ma'isa sheni. Being that you have extra money, and how much are you trying to be paid now? Ma'isa sheni, that's pachis meshavar pruta. So that little that you want to be paid right now, we assume for sure is in the ma'isa sheni. That is chulin. As a result, this is something that you would be allowed to do. So today's daf begins with a continuation of that discussion. Tanu Rabbanan, a braisa. It says in the Torah, V'im go'ol yigal ish mi maisroi, chamishisoi yoisef olav. The pasuk says that if a person is going to be poida maisa she'eni, so chamishisoi yoisef olav, you have to add a chaymesh. But the lashon of the pasuk is, V'im go'ol yigal ish, mi maisrei. Chazal darshin, from the word mi maisrei, we learn v'loi kol maisrei, that it's only some of your maisa sheni that you can be poida. You can't be poida all your maisa sheni. Which maisa sheni can you not be poida? Pratla maisa sheni shein bo yishav pruta. Maisa sheni that's not worth a pruta, that you cannot be poida, which is the first half of Chizkiyas Chiddush. That the only time you can be poida maisa sheni is if it's shav pruta. If not, not. Now we have a biblical source. It says v'im go'el yigalish mi maisrei. Some of your maisa you can be poida. What do you mean? I thought all of your ma'isa could be poida. No, it has to be worth a pruta. If it's worth less than a pruta, then you can't. Says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Ami Amar, Rav Ami said, Eimboy, that this halacha that says that you can't be poida ma'isa sheni that's worth less than a pruta, what it means is that if the ma'isa sheni itself is worth less than a pruta, then you can't be poida. But let's say the ma'isa sheni is worth a pruta, you can. Okay, Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi said, no, what it means is even more than that. Eim b'chumshay, even if the ma'isa sheni itself is worth a pruta, but the chaymish that you're going to have to add when you poida the ma'isa sheni is worth less than a pruta, even that is excluded from the word mi ma'isra, and even that, you can't be poida. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan said, Eim boy, he said what Rav Ami said, that the only time we say you can't be poida the ma'isa sheni is if the ma'isa sheni itself is not worth a pruta. Rav Shim ben Lakish said, what Rav Asi said is, ain b'chumshay, that even if the ma'isa sheni itself is worth a pruta, but if the chaymish of the ma'isa sheni is not worth a pruta, that in and of itself would be enough. Bottom line is, we have a machlokes amayram, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, this halacha, which again is the first chiddush of Chizkiyah in yesterday's daf, which we now have this makar in the Torah, that you can't be poi the ma'isa sheni that's not worth a pruta, doesn't mean that the ma'isa sheni itself is not worth a pruta, or maybe even a bigger chiddush, even if the ma'isa sheni is worth a pruta, but the chaymish, one-fifth of the ma'isa sheni, that you're going to have to add is not worth a pruta, even that's enough to say that you won't be able to be poi this. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa, ma'isa sheni she'en bo yishav a pruta, if you have ma'isa sheni that's not worth a pruta, it's enough, she'yoymar, that the person should say, who v'chumshoy mechulol amoy sorishoymas. A person that has ma'isa sheni, that's not worth a shavar pruta, you can't be poida. Stating that, you could be poida it and its chaymish on ma'isa rishonos, meaning a money that was already used to be poida ma'isa sheni. Whose halacha is this? Chizkiyah's halacha. But the Gemara makes a very, very subtle diak. The diak is that when this braisa mentioned Chizkiyah's halacha, ma'isa sheni, shein bo shavar pruta, you can be mechalol the ma'isa sheni and the chaymish amoyis harishonis. It added one word, dayoy. Ma'isa sheni she'en b'yishav apruta dayoy she'yoy marhu v'chomshoy. And the question is, what does that word dayoy mean? Now, the background, just the way Rashi explains it, and if you take a look at the Ritva, it's a little bit more mefurish. Dayoy mashma loshen revusa. It's mashma a chiddush. Meaning, it sounds like the Braisa is not just saying this halacha, which in and of itself is a chiddush. That was the whole topic of yesterday's daf. Chizkiyah is halacha. But there's a chiddush betoy chiddush here. And the question is, what is that extra chiddush? So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam ilaman dome im bechumshoy. Bishlam according to the man that says that this halacha is true even if the ma'isa sheni itself is worth a shavar pruta, as long as the chaimish is not worth a pruta, hainu diktani daya. I understand that extra revusa. The afagafta bididei ispe, even though we're talking about something that really is worth a shavar pruta, of a kibin de bechum shalaka, but that the chaimish doesn't shaper. This halacha of chiski is going to be in effect. What does it mean, this halacha of chiski is going to be in effect? Tarti b'mashma. Number one, you can't be poided in the regular fashion. And number two, you can be poided with mois that was already used to be poided mois hasheni. Elo mando aim. Mandama Aimboy, but according to the Mandama that says that Aimboy, that the only time this halacha is true is if the Maisa Sheni itself is not worth a Shavar Pruta. But if the Maisa Sheni is worth a Shavar Pruta, even if the Chaimish is not worth a Shavar Pruta, then you don't have this halacha. Then it's treated like regular Maisa Sheni. So, my Dayoy. So, what's the extra Chiddush? Meaning the halacha itself, okay, but then for that you don't have to say Dayoy. If you're telling me Dayoy, that means that there's like a Chiddush betoy Chiddush. I hear the one Chiddush, but what's the extra Chiddush? Again, if you're telling me that this halacha of Shavar Pruta, we don't mess. The medida is not the etzim ma'isa sheni, but it's the chaimish of the ma'isa sheni. So that's a special chiddush. Number one, there's a special shulchan aruch for ma'isa sheni shem b'shavu pruta. And number two, you want to know the definition of ma'isa sheni shem b'shavu pruta? The definition is ein b'chaimish. Okay, chiddush b'toy chiddush. But if all you're telling me is the ikur halacha ma'isa sheni shem b'shavu pruta, but it has shavu pruta, even if the chaimish doesn't have a shavu pruta, we don't care. So it's one halacha. For one halacha, you don't have to add the word daya. So the question is very subtle. And what's the Gemara's teretz kasha? It's not teretz, but kasha means that it's a kasha in English or in yeshivish. It means I hear, but megate weiter. Meaning sometimes a kasha is tiufta, mekenish gein weiter, tzarchin godos, shem yoreina. Kasha means I hear. It's a dikto kaloshen. The word daya sounds like this is an extra chiddush. But at the same time, not enough to frag up any one of these two respective shitas. Either way, moving along. This next ibaya is like a real critical ibaya in terms of understanding chaimish, something that comes up from time to time, a little bit confusing. This is the makar. Ibaya lo chumshem elegav, oy chumshem elevar. When we assess a chaimish, do we assess the chaimish miligav, or do we assess the chaimish elevar? So a chaimish is a fifth. Fifth is 20%. Traditionally, the way you would factor 20% is, if you have something that's worth $100 and you have to add 20%, so it's pretty easy. You have to give $120. That's what's known as chumsha milagav. You take the 100, you divide it into 5 equal parts, and one of those parts is the chaimish that needs to be added when we talk about the chamisha chumshin in the Mishnah on daf nun hayim at base. But the Gemara has another side of how you're supposed to assess the chaimish, and that is not milagav, but rather milavar. What does milavar mean? Milavar means you would take the keren that you're discussing, you would divide it not into 5 parts, but rather into 4 parts, take one of those 4 parts, add it to the keren, so that now I have 5 equal parts, and the chaimish is represented by one of those 5 equal parts. In English, that means that you're not adding 20%, but rather what you're adding is 25%. So if you take the keren and you divide it into 5, so you're adding 20%. If you take the keren and you divide it into 4, then you're adding 25%. Chaimish miligav, again, that's the 2024 way of thinking of it. But Chazal, back in the day, had two ways of viewing the chaimish. One was in the traditional way, the other was a little bit more mechudesh. Again, why would it be called a chaimish? It should be called a revia. The teretz is because when you add it to the keren, that add-on represents one-fifth. The bottom line is it milagav or is it milavar? Rabina said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. Habaylim oimrim be'esrim. Now, the context over there is where somebody was makdish something, and now he's coming to be poida this, that he was makdish. Now the halacha is, we saw it in the Mishnah that we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, that a makdish, when he's poida, has to be moisef a chaimish. But if someone else is poida, somebody else is hektish, he doesn't have to be poida. So the case over here is with a bailim that was makdish something came, he wants to be poida, and he said that he's going to be poided for 20 zuz. The chol adam be'esrim, and then someone else came and he matched his offer. He goes to Hektish and he tells Hektish, I want to be poided as well. Right, just to visualize a little bit, if somebody's Maktish something, so now this thing that is Hektish is in the possession of the Gizbar, it's in the possession of Hektish. So if you want to be poided, you have to negotiate with the Gizbar, who was a Geribin, negotiator. It's clear from Shas, right? He was somebody that was in charge of the finances of Hekdesh Kamuvin. He had some pedigree to be able to get this position. But the bottom line is, this is the person you're negotiating with. So the Makdish goes over to the Gizbar. He says, I'm willing to give you 20 zuz. I want to be paid to my thing. And somebody else came. He says, I'll match his offer. I'm also going to give 20. So the Alach is a Bailam Koitman. The Bailam comes first. So he has some right of first refusal, right? He has Mishpat HaBachayra. He comes first. What's the reason? So you could say, because he's the Bailam. He was the Bailam. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, very geschmack. Because if the Bailam is going to be paida, so they're going to get an extra chaynish. If someone else is going to be paida, you're not going to get a chaynish. So push it for Hekdesh to be able to monetize this as much as possible. They're going to get a chaynish more if the Bailam is the one that's paida. So therefore, he comes first. What happens if I'm an echad, I realize esim ve'echad? So the Bailam came, the Bailam says, I'll give 20. Then somebody comes and he says 21. So here's the halacha. A Bailam, win it, but noisnim esim ve'shesh. They have to give 26. How do you come up with this? Because being that somebody was willing to pay 21, the Bailam has to pay 21. Stating that, the Bailam also has to pay a chaymish. And that's a little bit of a chiddush here, because the chaymish that they're going to pay is not going to be on the 21. The chaymish they're going to pay is only on the 20. But the point is that being that the Bailam is going to give the extra 5, so he's the one that's going to win, the Bailam is going to have to give the extra 1, being that somebody else is bidding 21. The chaymish is going to be added not based on a chaymish of 21, even though that's technically the winning bid, but rather the chaymish is going to be on 20. If you look at Rashi, Rashi actually says that we force the Bailam to come up with this number. Meaning, it's an interesting thing, because let's say the Bailam says, I don't want to give 26, I only wanted to give 25. It sounds like from Rashi that the halacha is that we're going to force him to do it, because we don't want to give the winning bid to the person that's at 21, because then Hekdesh is going to lose out from the 20 plus the chaymish. So that, but at the same time, we can't let this person only give 20 plus the chaymish, because if there's a bid of 21, he has no choice but to match that bid of 21. So what's going to end up is the Bailam's going to end up giving 26. Either way, the Esrim v'shnayim, what happens? Again, there's like a whole bidding war going on. Now all of a sudden the person says 22. A Bailam noisnin, Esrim v'sheva. The Bailam has to give 27. Again, what's the chesh on 27? You have to match the 22, plus you have to give an extra 5. What's the extra 5? It's a chaymish for the original 20. What happens if the person says v'esrim v'sheva? You get the gist of it. Habaylam noisim esim v'shmoyne. He has to match the 23 plus add the chaymish, which is going to be 28. Be'esim v'arba, habaylam noisim esim v'teisha. Esim v'chamish, habaylam noisim shloish. We stop over here. L'fisha em moisif v'chaymish al ilu shalzeh. And the reason that it's the chaymish remains constant is because the chaymish is cheshbon based on the original bid, on the original 20. We don't add the chaymish on iluizeh. The fact that it's being bid up, so that means you have to pay more, but at the same time, not chaymish. What do you see from here? One thing. Shma mino, chum shum levar, shma mino. You see here, how do we cheshbon the chaymish? In the more mechudish thing away. The way we cheshbon the chaymish is milavar. We don't cheshbon it milagav. Because here we have a real life story. We have real numbers. You have a back of the envelope. You can write out the numbers. What were the numbers? You had 20, and we're cheshbon the chaymish. What was the chaymish of the 20? It was 5. We kept on adding 5 off of the 20. Now, 5 is 1/4 of 20. It's not 1/5 of 20. Must be the way we cheshbon the chaymish is we divide it into 4, tack that to the top. That now that chaymish ends up being 1/5 of the ganza ma'isa. But the bottom line is the chaymish is not milagav. The chaymish is milavar. And this is a shma mina, right? Shma mina chumshim milavar. Shma mina. There's a little aleph. This is the way it works. Chaymish is not calculated milagav. Chaymish is calculated milavar. Says the Gemara Ketanai. Really, this seems to be a machlokes tana. Says in the Torah. V'yosaf chamishisoy. Oh, so this specific chaymish, the Torah is talking about someone that made something hektish and he's being paid this hektish. Even more specifically, we'll see more about this at the very end of the daf. It's talking about somebody that was makdish a behemoth tmei. Bottom line is, if someone's makdish behemoth tmei, it says in the Torah that you have to be paid it, and the way you paid it is by being moisif or chaymish. So the Brisa says, it says in the Torah, V'yosaf chamishisoy olav sheyehu v'chumshoy chamish. Divrei Rabbi Yosheh. Yosheh says that how do you cheshbon the chaymish? The keren, the value of the behemoth, and its chaymish together should be chamisha. meaning five equal parts. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Chamishisoy is Chumshoy Shal Keren. No, when it says in the Torah, Yosef Chamishisoy, it means you take the Keren, you divide it into five, and then you add one fifth. Literally, this Shaila. Is it the Chaymish Milavar, or is the Chaymish Milavar? Igba Yolohu, Chaymish Ma'akiv, or Yene Ma'akiv. So now we're talking about the laws of being Poida Maisa Shein. If someone's Poida Maisa Shein, you have to be Moisef Chaymish. The question is it Ma'akiv or is it not Ma'akiv? So Ma'akiv what? Is it Ma'akiv, you being able to eat the Maisa Sheni Chutzli Yerushalayim? So Maisa Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you're part of the Maisa Sheni, you could eat it Chutzli Yerushalayim. The question is, do you have to add the Chaymish Le'ikuva for you to be able to eat this Maisa Sheni Chutzli Yerushalayim or not? And the Gemara is a little wordy in the way it explains the Shaila. I mean, the Shaila is pretty straightforward, but the Gemara is a little wordy. Dalut b'dalut parak, do we say that if someone wants to be paid the Maisa Sheni, that's worth four zuz? So the way you paid it, li'ikuva, is by posting four zuz of money. V'akinafshe, which is an interesting word, Moisef Chaymish, Rashi says the word akinafshe means me'elov. Meaning, me'elov, you have to add another zuz, but it's not part and parcel of the etzim pidyon. It's just like some add-on, but it's not part of the actual pidyon, and as a result, it's not ma'akiv. Al mechaymish loy ma'akiv. If that's the way we view this, the chaymish won't be ma'akiv. Or perhaps our baba chamisha parik. The way we view the chaymish is that that's part of the pidyon money. So the way you pay it is not four for four, or just throw on a penalty. No, it's four for five. That's the way we look at it. So we almost look as if the Maisa Sheni is worth more than it's really worth. And if that's the case, the Chaymish is going to be Ma'akiv. Meaning, how do you view the Chaymish? Do you view the Chaymish as actually being Poida? Or you view the Chaymish as Me'elov? It's just some additional add-on. If it's part and parcel of the Pidyon, it's almost as if we view the Maisa Sheni as being worth more money than it's really worth. It's as if it's worth a Chaymish more than Fashtesach, it's going to be Ma'akiv. You have to give the full dollar amount. This is part of now the full dollar amount. If it's some tech on, then it wouldn't be Mak. Rabina said Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. From a Mishnah in Mesech this Demai. Hadmai, the laws of Demai. So again, what's Demai? Somebody buys pears from an Amma Oretz. The Amma Oretz were choshu that they didn't give Chumas and Maisus, Chumas Gedoyle, yeah, but Maisus and Rishon, etc. not. And therefore, the Rabbanan said that you have to go and you have to be Mafish Chumas and Maisus. Stating that, the Rabbanan acknowledged that Roiv Amma Oretz were Maasrin. It was all a chash the Rabbanan. And it's for that reason there are a lot of kulois that you find in the sugyas of Demai. So Demai is Tfuah, that you are going to be mafresh chumas and maestris because of some chashash, and as a result, there's multiple kulos. So the mission over here, right in the beginning of Masech Tzedmai, is listing some of these kulos. Number one, ein loy chaymish. If you have Dmai of Maisa Sheni, you don't have to add a chaymish. The ein loy beer, additionally, it's not subject to the laws of beer. So what's beer? It's actually dover be'itay matayv. So once upon a time, there were two times during the Shemitah cycle where Erev Pesach, the Yid was obligated to go and take all his trumas from Maestris that he was mafresh, that he didn't yet give to the Kehanim and the Levim, and he had a whole chiv of what he was supposed to do. But the bottom line is that the Mai, because of the fact that we treat it leniently, so what are the leniencies? Ein loy chaymish, me'ein loy beer. So the Gemara sounds like this. It's tafke ein loy chaymish, hokarin yeshloy, right? You have to be poida Maisa Sheni Shaldmai, you just don't have to add the Chaymish. My time, what's the difference? Meaning, why is it that you have to be poided, but you don't have to add the Chaymish? Why would the Chaymish be any different than the Karen? Oh, must be, says the Gemara, Meir, the Karen, the Ma'akiv Midei Raisa. Karen, which is Ma'akiv Midei Raisa, meaning you can't eat Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim if you're not poided dollar for dollar. So therefore, Isa B'de Rabbanon. The Halach is, and when it comes to Dmai, which is only a Din de Rabbanon, it's ma'akev, but chaymish loy ma'akev midai raisa. Chaymish, which midai raisa is not ma'akev. There's a din you have to be moisef chaymish, and that is a din day raisa, but it's not ma'akev midai raisa. So being that it's not ma'akev midai raisa, less of the rabbanon, it's not going to be the game of the rabbanon. So the Gemara brings a beautiful raya from this mishnah mesach this night, from the fact that we treat the keren and the chaymish differently, must be that the keren is ma'akev, the chaymish is not ma'akev. Says the Gemara lemiktanak. I think could be this shaila again. What's the shaila? Whether the chaymish is ma'akev when you've been paid the ma'aser sheni to be able to eat the ma'aser sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim is really a machloikis tanam. What's this machloikis tanam? This is a teisefta in mesechtes mais nesheni. Nosan es a keren, play nosan es a chaymish. If somebody's being played the mais nesheni, he gave the keren and he didn't give the chaymish. Rabbi Yeza says yoicha, you can eat it. Meaning the chaymish is not ma'akiv. Rabbi Shua says lo yoicha, you can't eat it. Chaymish is ma'akiv, right? Sounds pretty straightforward that we have here a machloikis tanam whether the chaymish is ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. But the Gemara takes the long scenic route. And the Gemara is going to say what we just said, but the Gemara is going to flesh it out a little bit more. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nir and Divri Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos, v'Divri Rebbe Yishua b'Chol. I hold like Rebbe Eliezer on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua B'chol, during the week it is Ma'akiv. Meaning Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, the karosel, the Shabbos oinig. So on Shabbos, the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. But during the week it is Ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, Midam Nir and Divri Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos, from the fact that Rebbe said, Nirin Divir Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos Mechal Dupligafil B'chad. It's clear that Rebbe Eliezer said as Alach even B'chad. And Midam and Nirin Divir Rebbe Yeshua B'chad. From the fact that Rebbe said that I like Rebbe Yeshua's Shita as it relates to Chum Mechal Dupligafil B'Shabbos. Vaisos he said as Alach even B'Shabbos. Right? Rebbe is like the Kosav Ashlishi Amachri B'nei. But you see from Rebbe's Loshen that the Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer B'Shua is Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'chad. They're not arguing Al Sbikarasa L'Shabbos Oinig. It's a weekday meal. It's a Shabbos meal. They're arguing, Bechlau, is Chaymish Ma'akiv, is Chaymish not Ma'akiv. Rebbe came, he was a Kosav Ashlishi Amachriya. He said, Shabbos, no, because of Shabbos. Chol, yeah. But bottom line is, we have a Machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, for sure, whether the Chaymish is Ma'akiv or not. In other words, my Labahos, Svarukam Ivlagi, Mamish, into the Shel. Rebbe Eliezer, Sava, Chaymish, Le Ma'akiv. The Chaymish is not Ma'akiv, Rebbe Yeshua, Sava, Chaymish Ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, I'm Rapop, Rapop, Sadlai, Kuli, Yama, Chaymish, Le Ma'akiv. Could be everybody holds that the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. Like we prove from the Stam Mishnah. Had my ain loy chaymish, you see from there that the chaymish is not ma'akiv. V'hocha, so what's this machloikis over here? B'chayshina lipshiyus ha'kamiflagi. Meaning everybody holds that really, mi'ikur adin, the chaymish is not ma'akiv. So what's this halacha of Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Yeshua says if he didn't give the chaymish, he can't eat it. It's only a isid rabbanon. Not Nisidei Reis. It's only Nisid Rabbanon, and it's because he's Chayesh Lipshiyusa. Mar Sova Chayeshin Lipshiyusa. Rabbi Shua holds that we're afraid that if you tell the person you're allowed to eat without being Mois of Chaymish, you won't be Mois of Chaymish. And therefore he says Lo Yoichel. But Lo Yoichel is not a Nisidei Reis. Here's the punchline. You're not going to be over the lav of Lo Tzucha Lechel Desharecha. What you're going to be over is an Nisid Rabbanon. Mar Sova Lo Chayeshin Lipshiyusa. Where's Rabbi Yehuda holds? You're not Chayesh Lipshiyusa. So it could be the Machlokes Tanaim is not whether the Chaymish is Ma'akiv. Loilam, everybody holds that the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. The Machlokes over here is whether or not there's an Issa de Rabbanon because of Chayeshin Lipshiyus. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, how come everybody holds the Hekdish Shechilel that if somebody made something Hekdish and now he's coming to be Mechal of the Hekdish, where there too the Allah is, you have to be Moisef Chaymish, it's one of the Chamisha Chumshin, Hoyo Vigizbarin. Being that the Gizbar is going to be Tevei him b'shok, so in this case, the halacha is that it's for sure not going to be Ma'akiv. We'll see in a moment that the Svara in what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that lo'olam, everybody holds that Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. The only reason there's a sheet that's Rabbi Yeshua by Maisa Sheni, that Chaymish is Ma'akiv is, like the Gemara just said a minute ago, Chayshina Lipshiyusa. When it comes to Hekdish, you don't have to worry about Pshiyusa. A Pshiv, it's Zicha not going to be. And the reason is because they're going to send the collection agency after you. The Gizborim are going to be Toivin Oisai. And as a result, there's no way you're going to even have the opportunity and the Bechirut to be Pesheya. But the Gemara says like this. What was Rabbi Eichanan's line? Hakol Moidin Behekdish Shechilel. Because over there, there's no Chash Pshiyusa. Says the Gemara, Behekdish Loi Pli. Is that true? That when it comes to Hekdish, there's no Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Vatanya, we're going to the Brayis and Nosan, as a Kevin Nosan, as a Chaymish. If somebody gave the carrot, he didn't give the Chaymish, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Chil. The Chachamim, Moim, and the Chachamim say, Loi Chilal, oh my Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Nir and Divri, Rabbi Eliezer, be Hekdish, Vid Divri Chachamim, be Meiser. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, by Hekdish, that what? That Chilal, even if he didn't give the Chaymish. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, or the Chachamim, when it comes to Meiser, that it's Loi Chilal. Now the Gemara says, Midam, and Nir and Divri, Rabbi Eliezer, from the fact that Rebbe said Nir and Divri Rebbe Eliezer Hekdish B'chal D'Polak Filu B'Maiser. You see, Rebbe Eliezer said as Alach even by Maiser, because if Rebbe Eliezer only said as then by Hekdish, that's not Nir and Divri Rebbe Eliezer be Hekdish. That is Rebbe Eliezer Alach. So obviously he said as Alach even by Maiser. I'm going to come Nir and Divri Chachamim B'Maiser. From the fact that Rebbe said Nir and Divri Chachamim B'Maiser B'chal D'Inu Pligat Filu B'Hekdish, it's obvious that they argue even by Hekdish. The bottom line is you have here a Mefurish Abraisa Rebbe talking that the Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer B'Shul was not only said by Maiser, was said by Hekdish as well. It's like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "How come Moedim Behekdish? You see from Rebbe not that way." So the Gemara says, "Eli Yitma Hachi Yitma." You're 100% right. The Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua was said Tzai by Maisa Sheni and Tzai by Hekdish. Same Machloikis. By Maisa Sheni, could you eat the Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim if you didn't give the Chaymish? By Hekdish, is it Mechulul if you didn't give the Chaymish? It's the same exact Shaila. What then did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Hakol Moedim Behekdish? What he meant to say was, Eloi Itmar, Hochi Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakom Moidin, Bishabbos Behektish Shechilo. Everyone's Moida, that if it's Shabbos, and we're dealing with Hektish, over there it's going to be Mechol. Meaning, even Rabbi Yeshua, even the Chachamim, that are Chayshina Lepshiyusa, but when it comes to Hektish, and when it comes to Shabbos, Dir Hakom Moidin. Why? Chada, because then you have two things going for you. Number one, the Chsivik Harasal Shabbos Oinik. You have Oinik Shabbos. So Oinik Shabbos is a good reason for us to say that it's going to be Mutter. For Oid, additionally, Hoyo V'Gizbarim Toivin Oisa B'Shok. And the Gizbarim are going to be Toivin Oisa B'Shok. So again, the Machloikis, Rabbi Elias and Rabbi Yeshua, which at first glance sounded like the Ibaya, is the Chaymish Makiv, is the Chaymish not Makiv, after further review? No. Everyone holds that the Chaymish is not Makiv. What's the Machloikis? Machloikis, Chayshina Lipshiyusa. Or loy chashin ol pshus, and this machloikis is true. Say be Shabbos, say be Chol, say be Ma'aseh Sheni, say by Hektis. You always have the shayla. Chashin ol pshiyusa, loy chashin ol pshiyusa. It just so happens that Rebbe was a kasev ashlishi amachriya b'neim. Rebbe said that to me, I hear the chashash more when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni than when it comes to Hektis. I hear the chashash more when it comes to Chol than when it comes to Shabbos. But in terms of the Iker Machloikis, the Iker Machloikis was Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, and the Iker Machloikis was Bein B'Maisa Sheini and Bein B'Hektish. The one caveat that we have was Rabbi Yochanan's caveat, and that is that Rabbi Yochanan said that Lo Nechleku when B'Shabbos, B'Hektish. When it's Shabbos, because of the Karas of the Shabbos Oinik, and when we're dealing with Hektish, when there's less of a Chshash P'Shiyusa because the Gizbarim are going to be Teveya, when you have both of those things, it's Tarti L'Tivus, you have both of those Milas, so over there there's going to be no Machloikis. Again, so what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is, again, everyone holds a Chemish Tama. Everyone holds a Chemish Tama. Akif, the Machloikis that you find between Belezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and all these Teiseftas is Binegeya Chashin L'Pshiyusa. There was one time where they agree that we're not going to be Chayish. When you're dealing with Hektish, the Gizbarim are Toivin Oisai, and when you're dealing with Shabbos, being that you have the Milo, if a Karasim was Shabbos Oinik. Additionally, we had this third Shita Rebbe, he was the Kasav HaShlishi HaMachriya. He held on Shabbos, never worry about it, because of a Karasim was Shabbos Oinik, and he held on by Hektish, never worry about it. Hoyle Gizbarin, Toivin Oisai. But that's all in Rebbe Shita, who's the Kasav HaShlishi HaMachriya B'Neim. But as it relates to the Ikka Machloikis, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, they argued Sai Shabbos, Sai Chol, Snai Maisa Sheni, and Sai Hektish. The only time they didn't argue is when you have both. When you have Sai, it's Shabbos, and Sai, it's also Hektish. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, again, another very Yisoidi Shailah as it relates to the laws of Chaymish. Harayom, Chazal said, Hektish Einoi Mischalol Al Hakark. If somebody wants to be paid a Hektish, you can't be paid it on Kark, you have to be paid it on Metaltle. Why? The Rachmana Amar, because it says in the Torah, V'nasan HaKesef V'Kamloi. Now, where does it say those words? V'nasan HaKesef V'Kamloi? Nowhere. There's no such passing. It doesn't say. The Rishonim mutch a little bit. Obviously, the Gemara meant some pasuk that says the words "v'nasan kesef kam and loy," but there's no such pasuk. Either way, so the Bnei Rami Bar Chama had the following shayla: could you use karka for the chaymish, or could you not use karka for the chaymish? So for the keren, you can't use karka. What about for the chaymish? What's essentially the shaila? Do we treat the chaymish like we treat the keren, or maybe the chaymish is a different inyan? And as a result, it's governed by a different shulchan aruch. Truma ein mishtalemes ela min hachula. The halacha is, if somebody eats truma b'shoigig, he has to pay keren b'chaymish. One of the chamisha chumshin that I mentioned in the Mishnah on daf nun hey amid beis. The halacha is that when the payment was made, the payment automatically became truma. It's a chiddush, but that's what happened. And it's for that reason that halacha is truma in mishtalemes el man achulin. Had to be chulin. Chulin as opposed to hektish or truma. Also chulin as opposed to cash. It had to be payers. It had to be something that could be truma. Because that's the din. The din is it becomes truma. So here's the shiloh. The question is, truma, which is in the mishtalem, is an alachu. Drachmona, because it says v'nasal akoyin es hakoydish, and we learn from the davar royli is koydish. Es be something that can become koydish. Chumshu maushi yishtam shloim enachulin. Could you make the chaymish payment shloim enachulin, or does the chaymish have the same alacha as the karen itself? It has to be something that's chulin, that's royli is truma. A third shiloh. Meiser in mischalo al ho'asimoy. Meiser sheni that you're being mechal, you can't be mechal on asimoy. What's asimoin? So it was a little bit of a discussion in the beginning of the parak, and we saw that what it means is it's money that doesn't have the tzura of money yet, right? So you don't have the picture yet of the money. That's what asimoin is. And the card to this is the Rachman Amar B'tzarat Akesa B'yadcha. The rabbi is called Dabashi Eshal of Tzura. It has to have a tzura. Here the same shayla Chumshay Maushi Eschala Asimoin. Could you use asimoin for the chaimish, or could you not use it for the chaimish? So Rav Bacham had three shaylas. And if you think about it, the three shaylas are shloisha shehin achas. What were the three shaylas? Hektish shehin mischala ala karka. What about the chaimish? If someone eats truma b'shoigig, you have to give chulin. What about the chaimish? Does the chaimish also have to be chulin or not? Maisa shehin is ein mischala ala asimoin. What about the chaimish? What's the shayla? All three of these dinim are based on psukim in the Torah. How you mechalal, how you make these payments. Do we treat the chaimish as we treat the karen? Or maybe the chaimish is a tax, it's a penalty, it's treated a little bit differently. So the Gemara says, Iskalgal milsa umat lakami derava. These shailas made their rounds, and eventually they landed at the desk of Rava. Amaluhu. So Rava said, Amakra. It says in the pasuk, Olav. Where does it say Olav? Kishmak Rashi. Bekulu chumshin, ksiv Yosef Olav. Every single time it says chaimish in the Torah says the word olav, and we learn from the word olav, the rabbi is chumshin kimoise, that the chaimish is treated like the thing itself. So if all these halachas are true, then these halachas are going to be true with regards to the chaimish as well. Amar Rabbi Narvina said, Afana nami tanino, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah in Mesechtis Trumas. The Mishnah says, I'm going to Truma, if somebody steals Truma, v'loy achlen, he didn't eat it, Mesham tashlum kefil, he has to pay kefil, every ganav has to pay kefil, and demay Truma, right? Obvious, Truma was worth less than chulin, and the reason is because supply and demand 101, you have less people that can eat Truma, as a result, there's less koinim, there's less of a market for it, therefore it's worth less money. So if somebody steals Truma, and now you're paying kefil, you pay the kefil on the value of the Truma. Achla. Let's say somebody stole truma and he ate the truma. So here the halach is, Meshalim, you have to pay shnei kuronim. You have to pay keren times two. V'chaymish, and you have to pay a chaymish. Now let's think about this. This person has to pay keren times two because, number one, he stole the truma. Number two, he ate the truma. When you eat truma, you have to pay keren v'chaymish. Also, being that he stole the truma, he has to pay kefil. Now that sounds like Karen times three. But really it's Karen times two. Because the Iker Mazik of Truma is Shtayin Shein Achas. You stole it, you have to pay Tashlumei Gneiv. And you ate it, you have to pay Tashlumei Achila. So we look at those two as really being one. You have to pay Kefo, thus you have to pay another. So you pay Shnei Karanim. You also pay a Chaimish. Why do you pay a Chaimish? So you don't pay a Chaimish for stealing Truma. You pay a Chaimish for eating Truma. Again, this had to have been eaten b'shoigig, because that's the only time you eat, you pay the chaimish. But the point is, you're going to end up paying keren times two, and you're going to pay a chaimish. Says the Mishnah, keren v'chaimish menachulin. The keren and the chaimish has to be paid from chulin. The keren d'mei truma. And the second keren that you paid d'mei truma. So the keren and the chaimish is paid menachulin. Why? Because the keren payment, the first keren payment, you're paying b'teiris ganev, but you're also paying b'teiris oichel truma b'shoigig. And oichel truma b'shoigig has to pay menachulin, even though a ganev truma doesn't, but it's like you have these two hats that keren is wearing, and mitzad the oichel truma b'shoigig hat, it has to be keren. The chaimish also has to be menachulin. The second keren, which is kefil, which you're not paying for eating the truma b'shoigig, you're only paying for stealing the truma, so that already, you can pay however you want to pay. But the bottom line is, shma amino, what do you see? We just need one thing from this Mishnah. Chum shoy kemaisoy, shma amino. Right, schwarz and weiss. Because we said that the one keren and chaimish had to be for menachulin. I was like, the one keren menachulin, I understand. You're paying that for eating the truma b'shoigig. But what about the chaimish? That was Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Oh, the Teretz is like Rava said. Rava sent all of the rabbis Chum Shei Kamoisoi. Amar Rabina. Rabina said Afana Nami Tamini. You have a raya clearly from this Mishnah. Amar Rava. Rava said Gabi Gezel Ksiv. It says regarding the halacha of the Asham Gezelos. Again, what's Asham Gezelos? It's one of the Chamisha Chumshin. This is somebody that steals, denies, swears, and then he's moed. So the halach is, in addition to paying the hishav es akzela asher gozal, you also have to add a chaymish, you also have to bring a carbon asher, but the bottom line is, you have to add a chaymish. Now, Gabi Gezel, ksiv, it says in the Torah, oy mikol asher yeshav olav lasheker, v'shilem oysa b'roishoy, v'chamishisav yoysev olav lasher hulo yitnenu b'yoyim ashmasay. The Torah uses the word v'chamishisav. Chamishi Sov is a Lashon Rabban, right? Chamishi Sov, you would think. Chamishi Sov. And because it says Chamishi Sov, the Tanah, we learned the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, if it sounds familiar. Masechet is Bava Kama. Nosol Yisakeren, V'nishbaloi, Alachoymish. What happens if there was a situation of Hashem Gezeilos? And now the person went and he paid the Chaymish. I'm sorry, he paid the Keren. And when it came to the Chaymish, he denied, swore, confessed, meaning he denied that he owed him the chaymish. He claims that he gave him the chaymish as well, when really he didn't give him the chaymish. So the halacha is, hareza moisef chaymish al chaymish. You now are treated as a regular gazlin, plus the parish of Hashem Gezel is on the chaymish. With halacha is you have to pay the chaymish, plus add a chaymish to the chaymish. And this continues. Meaning, let's say you go and you pay the chaymish, but you deny the second chaymish. So then that second chaymish would become the Karen, and you'd have to give a chaymish on that chaymish, etc., etc. Actually, it's my that Karen pachas m'shavu pruta. Until the Karen, the underlying Karen, is less than a shavu pruta, because if it's less than a shavu pruta, you don't have the parish of Hashem Gezeilos. So what did we just say? What we just said is that there's a concept of being chayiv to pay a chaymish on the chaymish. How? If it's chayiv of an air. If you end up being an Hashem Gezeilos on the chaymish, you have to give a chaymish on the chaymish. Let's say you're an Hashem Gezeilos on that second chaymish, again, you'd have to give the chaymish on the chaymish. But the point is, and this is what Rav is saying, Gabi Gezel, ksiv v'chamishisav yosef olav, it says v'chamishisav v'loshen rabim. Why did Torah write the chaymish v'loshen rabim? To teach me this halacha that we just spoke at. And that is that when you pay chaymish by Hashem Gezeilos, sometimes you have to pay a chaymish on the chaymish. It's learned out from the Riboy Haloshen of Chamishnisav. Now, Gabi Truma, Ksiv, Rabbi continued talking, and he said, by Truma it says, Ish ki yoichal kodesh bishkoga v'yosav chamishisoy olav. It doesn't say chamishisav. All it says is chamishisoy, which is a loshen yachid. Yet, v'tnan, we learned the same exact halacha in a Mishnah, ha'oichal truma b'shoigig. If somebody eats truma b'shoigig, mishalim keren v'chaymish, you have to pay keren v'chaymish. Echad ha'oichal, doesn't matter if you eat it, v'chad ha'shoiz if you drink, v'chad ha'soch if you smear. Echad truma tayr, v'chad truma tameh, doesn't matter if the truma is tayr or tameh. Mishnalim chumsho, that halacha is, you have to pay a chaymish, not just that, v'chumsho, d'chumsho. What would be if you would eat the chaymish that you paid, right? We said that when you make the payment, it automatically becomes truma. So what would be if you ate that chaymish? So the halacha is now the chaymish would be viewed as regular truma, and you'd have to, again, you'd have to give a chaymish, the chaymish. Now this is interesting, because over here it says, ish ki yoichal kodesh bishkoga v'yosav chamishi soy. It doesn't say a lashon rabim. Yet here too you find the halacha of chumsho de chumsho. Now why would that be the case? So Rav is going to explain. He's building up. So just to take in the words of Rav, because it's written in a little bit of a convoluted way. So Rav said like this. You find an idea of chumsha de chumsha when it comes to Hashem Gezeilos, and you find an idea of chumsha de chumsha when it comes to someone that eats truma b'shoigig. When it comes to Hashem Gezeilos, it makes perfect sense. It's very obvious why there's name chumsha de chumsha, because the Torah said chamishi sav, which is a riboy aloshen, it's a loshen rabim, obviously to teach me that there's a chaymish ben benoy shachaymish. By the parish of someone that eats truma b'shoigig, it doesn't say that. Yet, you still find the identical halacha, it's a Mishnah, that a person has to pay chumsha the chumsha. Why? We're not sure. And really, the why is going to be the two tzadim in what Rav is leading up to. Rav is leading up to an ibaya, and the ibaya is going to revolve around why would it be that when it comes to oichel truma b'shoigig, you pay a chaymish to chaymish when the Torah didn't use the lashon rabim, rather the Torah used the lashon yachid. But we're still midstream over here. Vilu gabi meiser, says Rava, by meiser, loy michtav ksiv, it doesn't say anything about there being a chaymish to chaymish, v'loy misnatana, and there's no mishnah that says anything about a chaymish to chaymish, v'loy ibaya ibayalan, and in fact, there's no ibaya whether or not there should be a chaymish to chaymish regarding meiser, because there's no makar to it, and there's no reason in the world that that should even be the case. So Rava says, I'm about to ask an ibaya. Again, this is all setting up to the ibaya. I'm letting you know, Clark, I'm not even asking that there should be a patent of a chaymish to chaymish when it comes to a meiser. We would have been a gay chaymish to chaymish if you're being poided the chaymish of the meiser sheni. Meaning you used money to be paid the Maisa Sheni, you added the Chaymish, and now you're being repaid that Chaymish. Whether or not you should have a Chiv now to add a Chaymish for that, this, I don't even have a Shaila. Where is my Shaila? Gabi Hektish. My Shaila is with regards to Hektish. Ksiv. It says in the Torah, V'im HaMakdish Yigal Esbeisai, V'yosav Chamishis Kesef Erkecha. V'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah Poides, Hektish, if someone's paid the Hektish, Moisev Chaymish. You have to be Moisev Chaymish, Chumsha Tanan. Now you have in the Mishnah the Halacha of Chaymish, Chumsha, the Chumsha Loi Tanan. However, the Halacha of Chaymish, the chaimish that you don't have, my, what's the halacha? Would there be a din of chaimish, the chaimish or not? So again, what's the halacha of chaimish when it comes to hektish? If someone's makdish, somebody wants to be paid with his own hektish that he was makdish, you have to be moisev a chaimish. So what happens now if you want to be paid the money? So do you have to add a chaimish on the chaimish or not? He said, this I have a shayla already. Here I'm not sure. What's the tut stadim? The tzadim are as follows. Gabi truma, by truma, we find there's a halach of chaymish to chaymish. Even though in the Torah it doesn't say chaymish to chaymish. Where did it say chaymish to chaymish in the Torah? It said it by Hashem Gzeilos. It said chamishi sot, but over here it only said chamishi sot. But yet we still find halach. The question is, why do you have this halach? Do we say that the makar is because it says v'yosaf? The makar is from the fact it says v'yosaf. V'yosaf is also a lashon of riboy. It could have said yosaf. It's v'yosaf is a lashon of riboy. And it's the riboy a lashon of v'yosaf that teaches me chaymish to chaymish. If that's the case, gabi hektish nami yoksiv v'yosaf. Then by hektish you can have the same exact halach. Oidum or maybe gabi truma ksiv v'yosaf. It's true, it's from the v'yosaf, but here's the cheshman. Ishak l'slei levav de v'yosaf. Do a little surgery here. You take the vav out of v'yosaf. V'shod l'slei al chamishi say, and you move it to Chamishi Soi. Right? There's an idea of Geirin and Moisifin, Vidarshan. Chazal do this sometimes. So you take the Vav, you cut and paste. You move it from V'yosav, because it's extra over there. You put it on the back end of the word Chamishi Soi. Havilei Chamishi Sov. Right? Take Chamishi Soi and add a Vav. You're going to end up with Chamishi Sov. That's how I come to the halacha of chaymish to chaymish. Well, if that's the case, gabi hektish ksiv v'yosav chamishis. By hektish, it doesn't even say v'yosav chamishi soy. I mean, it doesn't say chamishi sov. It doesn't say chamishi soy. What it says, chamishis. And if that's the case, afagav techishok l'slei levav, the v'yosav, v'shod l'slei al chamishis, even if you're going to take the vav and you're going to add it on chamishis, what are you going to have? Soif at the end of the day. Havilei chamishi soy. It's going to end up with chamishi soy. So it says, Rava, this is my shayla. Here's the maisa. Rava shayla was, what's the halach? Is there a din of chaymish to chaymish when it comes to hektish or not? So he said, Mayurdik, bye, gezel age. Bye, going back to Bava Kama now. Bye, Hashem gezelois. There's a halach of chaymish to chaymish. That's pasha, because it says chamishi sof. But you also find it by Truma, the shaygik, where it says chamishi soy. So what's going on over here? Why would that be the case? It says, I have two mahalchim, have a learner. Either it's because it says v'yosef, and v'yosef means a riboy, or maybe what it means is we take the vav of v'yosef and we move it to the back of chamishi soy, and what you end up with is chamishi soy. Snuck rubble, what's my nafkemina? My nafkemina is hektish. Because by hektish, I have the word v'yosef, but by hektish, I have chamishis. So if the makar is v'yosef, I have v'yosef. But if the makar is Geirin or Maisif in the Darshan, take the Vav and apply it. Even if I move the Vav to Chamishi Soi, I'm only going to have Chamishi Soi as a Lashon Yachid. Now he said, as it relates to Maisa Sheini, I have no Suffolk. The reason I have no Suffolk is because I don't even have a Yosef over there. So there's not even a conversation to be had. But by Hektish, where it says V'yosef, it's the Habach HaShayil. In other words, the Shayla Halacha LaMaisa is there Chaymish to Chaymish when it comes to Hektish. The crux of the shayla, if you want to understand the background to the shayla, it's why is it that if someone eats truma b'shaygik, you have chaymish to chaymish. If it's al tzviyasav, then hektish has v'yasav. If it's al tzgoyrin, umaysif and v'darshin, so then you're not going to have it by hektish. But the Gemara says, I don't even understand this whole shayla. V'teipiklei, the havalei hektisheni. Teipiklei, that your whole shayla essentially is there a din chaymish by hektisheni? What does hektisheni mean? Something that didn't start off hektish, but it was, or better, something that the way it became hektish was not by being makdish, but rather something that became hektish by taking something else that was hektish and transferring, it's like a cliche of hektish, right? Taking something that's hektish and transferring the kedusha of that thing onto the zayin. This is hektish sheni. Right? What's the shaila again of being moisiv chaimish on the chaimish of hekdesh? I had hekdesh and I had money. I took the kedusha of the hekdesh, I transferred over to the money, and now I want to take more money and I want to take the kedusha from the money and transfer it onto it. Okay, so the money that I'm transferring from is a klisheni. It's hekdesheni. Okay. So typically, davli hekdesheni. For Om Rabbi Shulben Levi, Rabbi Shulben Levi said, a hekdesh rishon moisav chaimish, al hekdesheni ain moisav chaimish. It's a mefurish of Rabbi Shulben Levi. So why are we even having this discussion? Rabbi Shulben Levi was an early amoira, and he already said mefurish that by hekdesheni you don't have this halacha. Amalei Rapapi the Ravina. So Rapapi told Ravina, hachi amar Rav. I'll tell you what Rav said. A geshmak alumdis here in the sugi of chaimish. So we're learning the sugis of chaimish. This is a geshmak alumdis. Chaimish ketchilas hekdesh dami. Chaimish is viewed as tchilas hekdesh. Why are you thinking that chaimish is hekdesheni? Why is it a klisheni? Because what do you mean? Where did the ketusha come from? It came from something that I was paid to. That's true for the carrot. The chaimish was an add-on. Right, when you take $100 worth of hekdesh, and you now are transferred onto 120, right, chaimish milah, you transfer onto $125 worth of chulin. 100 of it is hekdesheni, but the extra $25 is really hekdesh rishon. And it's for that reason Rabbi had a shayla. Rabbi knew Rabbi Shulben Levi's halacha that by hekdesheni and of the halacha. But that add-on is a hekdesh rishon. That was his shayla. If I'm now going to be paid to that add-on, so do you say that you have to give a chaimish on the chaimish, or do you not? And Rabbi Shulben Levi's halacha of hekdesheni is not going to be applicable. Says in my havi halacha, what's the bottom line? Omrav tavyumi, shmei, da'abaya, Makra, it says in the Torah, V'yosaf chamishes kesef erkecha olav v'hoyoloi. The pasuk takes the kesef and the chaimish and it lumps it all together. Makish chumshoy lekesef erkoi. Ma kesef erkoi moisef chaimish. Just like the kesef erkoi on the keren, you have to be moisef chaimish. Av kesef chumshoy nami moisef chaimish. So too, as it relates to the chaimish, you have to. Bottom line, based on this hekish, the halacha is that you're going to have to be moisef chaimish gufa. I'm Rabbi Shulben Levi. We just mentioned Rabbi Shulben Levi's halacha. Al hekdesh rishon moisef chaimish, val hekdesh sheni ein moisef chaimish. So there's a din of chaimish on hekdesh, but that's only if it's hekdesh rishon. But if the way this thing became kaddish was because you transferred kedusha from something onto it, then there's no halacha being moisef chaimish. Amar Rova, Rova said, my time is Rabbi Shulben Levi. What's pshat Rabbi Shulben Levi? Amar Kro, it says in the Torah, ve'im hamakdesh yigal es beisoy, and we learn from there hamakdesh. Makdish means when someone makes a hekdesh rishon, a matfis, that's a real nedarim word, right? When somebody takes something and he's matfis it in something else. So you take something that's chulin and you matfis it in hekdesh. You take something that doesn't have any koinam on it and you matfis it in a davar another, something that has a koinam on it. But the point is, makdish and not matfis, it's only a makdish that has the halacha of being moisef chaimish, not a matfis. Toni Tana Kameder Rabbi Lazar. There was a Tana that presented the following in the presence of Rabbi Lazar. It says in the Torah, V'imba behema atmeya, ufada ve'erkecha, v'yasav chamishisai olav, v'imlo yigoyel, v'nimka berkach. This is one of the psalms that talk about a chaimish, specifically the chaimish of a makdish. If someone's makdish, he has to be moisef chaimish. And the halacha specifically that's mentioned in this pasuk is that if somebody was makdish of behema tmeya, and now you want to be poided, so the halacha is you have to be moisef chaimish. So there was a tana that said over to Rabbi Lazar that isn't it interesting that the Torah mentioned this halacha being poided in the context, someone that's makdish behemet meir. That's like a funny thing. But that's what this person was makdish. He was makdish behemet meir. So we learn from here. Ma behemet meir miyuched ashet chilas ahekdish v'kula shamayim. Just like a behemet meir, it's unique in that it's chilas ahekdish, meaning it's something that is hekdish mitchila. See what that means in a second. V'kula l'shamayim. And not just that, it's 100% l'shamayim. So we know hekdesh could be divided into kachet bedek habayis and kachet mizbeach. Kachet bedek habayis belonged 100% to Shamayim. Kachet mizbeach, depending on the situation, for example, kachet kalim, there was a part of it that was nechal habayim. Behemet meya can't be kachet mizbeach. You can't put it on the mizbeach. So if someone's makdish behemet meya, what's the gizbar going to do? He's going to sell it. He's going to take the money. But the point is, the kedusha that it's going to have is not kachet mizbeach. As a result, 100 cents on the dollar is going to belong to Shamayim. So we learn from here, umayalimbal, and it's in a situation like this where you have me'ilo, afkol, so too, kol shet chilasa hektish, anything that's quote-unquote chilasa hektish, vit kula l'shamayim, and it's 100% la shamayim, ma'ilimba, it's then that you're going to have the halach of me'ila. So the Gemara says like this, amale Rabbi Loza, litana. Rabbi Loza told the Tana. So let's just get this clear because this is going to take us all the way to the end of the daf. There was a Tana that said over the following to Rabbi Loza. The Torah said that there's a parsha of being moisef chaimish when you're poida, hektish, that is a behemoth man. Behemoth man is like a funny muscle. So we say like this, ma behemoth mea is miyuchedesh at chilasa hektish. Sounds like it's tchilas hektish as opposed to hektisheni, as opposed to ideat fasa. Again, the Gemara is going to sort this out. Additionally, the kula l'shamayim can't be kachim mizbeach because you can't put a behemoth man on the mizbeach. Umayolimba, and that's when you have me'ila. Snow too. The only time there's me'ila is if it's tchilas hektish and it's kula l'shamayim. So immediately, Rabbi Loza told the Tana. He says, Tana Leben, we have to work out this halach together. Bishlam kula l'shamayim, I understand your punchline that only something that's kula l'shamayim has mi'ilah, right? That's what we're saying. It's halach hilchas mi'ilah, it sounds like, as opposed to something that's not kula l'shamayim, meaning that's a true statement. If you learn mesachtas mi'ilah, you know only kachim kadoshim has mi'ilah. Kachim kalim dasim, labute kachim kalim. Right? What's an example of kachim where it's not kula l'shamayim? It's kachim kalim. Because even kachim kadoshim is kula l'shamayim, right? That's the way we view it. Even though there's a chelot that was nachal kehanim, that's considered kulul l'shamayim. So that I agree with, because kibin isfu bailam agavayu lesfu me'ilu. Kachim kalim has a bailam, thus there's no me'ilu. Elo tchilas hektish lamutemai. But you're telling me that the only time there's me'ilu is if something is tchilas hektish? If something is not tchilas hektish, then there's not going to be me'ilu? My tchilas hektish with the isfu me'ilu, soif hektish lesfu me'ilu? But if it's soif hektish, it's not going to have me'ilu? Why would that be the case? Meaning if something is hektish and it's Kachim bet kabayis, or it's kachim is beach, where it's kachim kadashim avada, this is going to be. Whoever heard that in order for kachim to be subject to the laws of me'ilah, it has to be something that is not, is tchilas hektish. No one ever heard of such a chiddush. How could that even be? So Rabbi Loza challenged the Tana. He says, you're telling me Allah and ilchas me'ilah. You're telling me there's two criteria. Number one, kula l'shamayim. Number two, tchilas hektish. Kula l'shamayim, I'm asking. Because kula shemayim is memai kachim kalim, and everyone that ever learned me'ilah knows kachim kalim doesn't have me'ilah. Right? A muri kachim kalim lifnei zrika maybe does, whatever. But the point is kachim kalim doesn't. But tchilas hektish? What does that mean? Tchilas hektish as opposed to saif hektish doesn't have a... If it's hektish and it's kula l'shamayim, avada this me'ilah. So he told him, Dilma, maybe... This is Rabbi Loza talking to this Tana. He says, maybe li'in chaymish kamet. Maybe, ready for this? When the Tana, this braisa, said me'ilah, he didn't mean me'ilah. What then did he mean? He was talking about chaimish, which is why we're talking about this now. Maybe he was saying a halach in hilchas chaimish, not in me'ilah. This is not a sugi in hilchas me'ilah. This is a sugi here in Perek Azav, in the sugis of chaimish. Now, why would we refer to chaimish as me'ilah? So Rashi says the reason is because if someone's ma'il behektish, he pays a chaimish. So me'ilah and chaimish somehow became synonymous. But he said maybe that's what's going on. And if that's what's going on, it's der fashteich the halach. Because what we're saying is that the only time there's chaimish, not me'ilah, the only time there's chaimish is when it's tchilas hektish, as opposed to what? If the hektish came about, al yedei hatfasa, uki Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Amalei told him, in hachi klamina, you got it right. Shkoyech, for clarifying that, 100%. I know I explained me'ilah, this is the way the halacha was said over. We were using the word me'ilah loosely, really, it meant chaimish, and this halacha is halacha no chaimish, which is why we're talking about this right now. So again, one more time. The Braisa said, it's halacha now, not hilchas mi'ilah. Sounds like it's halacha in hilchas mi'ilah, but really it's not halacha in hilchas mi'ilah. What is it halacha in? It's halacha in hilchas chaimish. And what is the halacha? Ma behema tmeya miyuchedes shnet chilasa hektish v'kulo v'shamayim avkol shnet chilasa hektish v'kulo v'shamayim. The only time there's going to be a halacha of chaimish is if the hektish that you're being poida is number one chilasa hektish, which we just said is lamute hektisheni Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha, and number two, it's also going to be kulo v'shamayim. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi and Ravina, Seifayra, Chesimus HaTalmud, they're sitting and they're sorting out all the braises. And they said the following. Amalei Rav Ashi told Ravina, Behemet Meya Betchilas Hektish Isa Behemse Hektish Lesa. Who told this Tana that Behemet Meya has to be Dafka Tchilas Hektish? Meaning, I understand the halacha you want to tell me. You want to tell me the halacha is Rabbi Shuv and Levi's halacha. But where do you see it in Behemet Meya? Behemet Meya can only be Tchilas Hektish. It can't be Saif Hektish. It can't be Hektisheni. Right? Who said it can't be Hektisheni? Why can't someone have hektish? He wants to be paid to the hektish, and he's going to be paid to the hektish. He's a behemoth. If he could be maktish of a behemoth, which you could, right? It's worth money. Money is money. So you can be makdish. You can't put on this mezbeach, but you can be makdish it. We accept behemoth tmeis. No problem. We'll sell it. It's not a big deal. But the point is that if you could be makdish it, then you for sure could use it to be paid as well. So Rav Ashi told Ravina, where do you see in the fact that the Torah said behemoth tmeis, Rabbi Shuvan Levi's halacha? Maybe this behemoth tmeis was a hektesheni. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So he told him, I'll tell you how he knew it. Now, this is a little bit tricky, because if you look at the words of the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi the Ravina, Behemet Tmeya, Betchilas Hektish Isa, Beemtsa Hektish Lesa, Amalei, Lefisha Eino Besoif Hektish. So now all of a sudden, we got Tchilas Hektish, we got Emtsa Hektish, and we got Soif Hektish. What are the definitions of these words? Right, up until this point, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi's Halacha was that there's something called Tchilas Hektish, where I'm Maktish something, and then there's something called Hektisheni, which is something that came about al yidei pidyon. You were matfis something in something that was already hektish, and that's how it became hektish. But now already we're really getting into it. You have tchilas hektish, you have emtsa hektish, and you have soif hektish, and it's negeya pashup shan in the gemara. So the way Rashi explains it is tchilas hektish is very simple when you matfis something, but there's a nuance. There's a nuance as it relates to the gemara we're going to learn, just lasabra sa'oizen, and that is this thing is hektish. But at the same time, it's not a soif hektish in the sense that I can't take this davar shel hektish and actually give it basheru sham to the gizbar. So for example, if someone's makdish a shor, a kosher shor, so you can take it, you can bring it as a carbon on the mizbeach. A sheep, you can, or goat, you can put it on the mizbeach. But a behemoth tmeah, you can't put on the mizbeach. What are you going to do with a behemoth tmeah? You're going to sell it, take the money, and that's what you're going to use. So it's tchilas hektish. But it's not soif hektish. The end of the day, you can't really use this in and of itself as hektish. Emtsa hektish would be when you used something to be poida, something else that was hektish. And soif hektish would have the nuance, again, of where you used something to be poida hektish, but where that thing itself is ba'asher usham going to be used as hektish. But the bottom line is, Rav Ashi told Ravina, behemet tmeya betchilas hektish isa, Be'emtsa hektish lesser? Where do you even see a drosha to be b'mayit hektisheni from behemet tmeya? Who said a behemet tmeya can't be a hektisheni? Amalei, he told him, I'll tell you why. Lefi she'ena b'soif hektish. Because a behemet tmeya can't be soif hektish. And being that a behemet tmeya can't be soif hektish, the Gemara is going to explain, so too we say that if it can't be soif hektish, so that soif hektish is nismayit. Soif hektish is nismayit from chaymish. If soif hektish is nismayit from chaymish, so too emtsa hektish is also going to be nismayit from chaymish. Amalei Rav Achi midifti l'Ravina, aber be'emtsa hektish mio isa. Although it can't be soif hektish, right? What do you mean it can't be soif hektish? You can't take the behemoth tmeah and actually use it, but emtsa hektish it could. Snevelois of nami chaymish. Why shouldn't it be a chaymish if you're being paid to emtsa hektish? Amalei, so he told him, hareo ke soif hektish, because we treat emtsa hektish like soif hektish. And ma soif hektish ain't a moisef chaymish. Just like soif hektish, you're not moisef chaymish. Why you're not moisef chaymish by soif hektish? Because behemoth tmeah is the marshal, and behemoth tmeah can't be soif hektish. Af emtsa hektish ain't a moisef chaymish. So to emtsa hektish is also not going to be moisef chaymish. So even though emtsa hektish technically is not like soif hektish, and a behemoth tmeah could be emtsa hektish, but dumi the soif hektish. Amalei Rav Sotcha Breider Amaru Ravina, my chazis the medamis le soif hektish nedami le tchilas hektish. How do you know to say that emtsa hektish should be like soif hektish? Soif hektish is a smite from behemoth tmeah, so to emtsa hektish. Efter faker tchilas hektish, yeah, so emtsa hektish as well. Amalei, so he told him istabru the soif hektish avalei le dmuye. It makes sense we medamet the soif hektish shekei nitfas mi nitfas, because soif hektish and emtsa hektish have something in common. They both became hektish al yedei hatfasa. Adarab, the tchilas hektish have a little dmuya. It makes more sense to me medamet the tchilas hektish. Shekein dava sheyesh achar of kedusha, midava sheyesh achar of kedusha. The emtsa hektish has achar of kedusha, the soif hektish, and the tchilas hektish has achar of kedusha, which was the emtsa hektish. So the Gemara says, I don't understand mehechateso, which way to be medama. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. Let's revisit this. You want to know what the makar? Where do you see tchilas hektish from the behemet tmeya? It's not because behemet tmeya can't be soif hektish. Thus, emtsa hektish is dumi to soif hektish. Mitzad behemet tmeya, behemet tmeya itself could be emtsa hektish. So you would think to be marbe emtsa hektish. So where do you see Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha that it has to be tchilas hektish, not emtsa hektish, not soif hektish? So the Gemara says, Kedama Rava, Rava said, Oila, Oila Rishayna. Rava said a very, very well-known drasha in Kachim that the first carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash was the oila. Why? Because it says in the Torah, by the oila, the orach olea, not oila, but ha-oila. Hachanami, here too, it says, v'abehema hatameya. It doesn't say tameya, it says hatameya, rishayna. From there we learn that it has to be a hekdash rishon. So really, at the end of the day, the drasha of Rabbi Shlomo Levi is a very straightforward drasha. How do you know hekdash rishon, not hekdash sheni? Because it says, by the parashah being paid the hektish, the imbab, the hema, hatameya, from the hatameya, the heya yediyah, just like a oila, the rishayna, so to hatameya is tameya rishayna, it has to be a hektish rishon. Stating that, the Gemara brought this hard price, which first it sounded like it was talking about me'ila, then we figured out finally that it was really talking about chaymish, and then the Gemara got involved in Agansa Drosh over here. That could be that from the fact that the Torah used behema tameya, which can't be soif hektish, that's a makar that even emtsa hektish, any atfasas hektish, would in and of itself not be enough. But lachar ha'iyun, the Gemara said that that's really not the makar. Now we went through these top 5-6 lines a little bit fast. If you go through Rashi, you see Rashi went through it a little bit more slowly than we did. One of the things that Rashi talks about is this whole idea, this whole notion of being mois of chaymish, if you play the soif hektish, is really a misnomer. And the reason is, you can't be poida hektish where you can use this hektish, right? For example, if you have an oila, you can't be poida an oila. You have to get it a mum and then be poida. Now, once it has a mum, it's not soif hektish anymore. Soif hektish, by definition, is not even something you can be poida. You don't even need ba behema hatmeya to be mamayit that you're not mois of chaymish on soif hektish because you can't be poida soif hektish, let alone be mois of chaymish. Rashi works with that to weave in the pshuta shalmikra of what's going on in the Gemara. We're just going to fear ice. And that is Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Shua Belevi. Okay, what was Rabbi Shua Belevi's halacha? Shua Belevi's halacha is that there's a din that a maktish is mois of chaymish. It's only hektish rishon, not hektish sheni. We even have the makar. It says Hatemeya, temeya rishayna. Gemara brings a brayse that supports Rabbi Shmuel Levi's halacha. Parzu tachas parashal hektish. Somebody says I have a par, that's chulin, and I want to be paid this parashal hektish. Or talis tachas talashal hektish. I have a talis, I want to be paid talashal hektish. So the halacha is hektishay padoy. Ah, it works. The yad hektish alal yoyna. And hektish always gets the better end of the deal. What does that mean? That means that the thing that you're being paid is worth more than the hektish. Hektish gets the whole thing. They don't give you change. You don't get change from Hektish. If it's worth less, you're going to have a chayv now. You're going to have to make Hektish all. What if a person said, parazu, not just parazu, but he said, parazu b'chamish slaim, tachas parashal Hektish, or talazu b'chamish slaim, tachas talashal Hektish. He actually identified how much it's worth. So the halacha is, Hektishoy padoy. Again, the Hektish is going to be padoy, and it's going to be for that dollar amount. Afa pisha enoy shava, thereover, it's going to be exactly the way he said it. What we need is the next line. Al hektish rishon moisav chaimish. Al hektish sheni ein moisav chaimish. A very straightforward conclusion to this last Gemara. It says Tanya Kavasi as it gets. Meforish, what Rabbi Shulban Levi said, that the only time you're moisav chaimish is if it's hektish rishon. But if it's hektish sheni, then you're not going to be moisav chaimish. It's just to end and really go into Yontif with a little bit of. It's just the ha'ara that I saw on Shabbos in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, Me'es Harav, Ruvin Margolis, Zechrono Levracha. So we've quoted from Rabbi Margolis' Haggadah in the past. It's actually a very, very interesting Haggadah. It's kedai to try, emphasis on try, to find it. But the Haggadah is really made up of two parts. So one pirish that Rabbi Margolis wrote in his Haggadah is Kedarke Bakoydesh. Classic Rabbi Reuven Margolis. The other pirish that he wrote, which is side by side, is a pirish al pichsidus. So it's literally, on the one side it's mechkari, with the classic signature of all the Rabbi Reuven Margolis Torah that we have the schus to speak about, and the other is mamish al pichsidus. So I'm reading from the al pichsidus side. He brings a dover nifla from the Heilige Divrei Chaim, the Sanzeruv, who said as follows. We know that Chazal say it's a mechilta, that the Shivcha, literally, the Pachash at the Pchusim, saw Shechina at the Yamsuf, Yecheskel, who was the one that had the Nevuah of the Merkava, he never saw in his lifetime, with all his Madregas, what the Shivcha saw at the Yamsuf. And the Hilge Divrei Chaim said that if you think about it for a second, it's a pel. Because we know that in order for a person to come to Nevuah, he had to refine himself and he had to reach certain madrigas. A person couldn't just get nefuah, but just to get a feel for it. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he talks about the prerequisites and the criteria that a person needs in order to become a Navi. Miyisoid HaDas Leida, Sha'akel Menabi Es Bnei Adam. He says one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will transmit messages through Nevi'im. Ve'eina Nevuah Chal. But in order to get Nevuah, says the Rambam, you have to know that Nevuah does not preside. El al chacham gadol b'chachma. Gibar b'midoysav. V'lo yehe yitzrei miskaber olav b'dover ba'olam. Elohu miskaber b'daitei al yitzrei tamid. Baldei urechava nechayna ad ma'oid. Adam shum emul b'chala midasai Allah elu. Says the Rambam, someone that is filled with these midoys, shalim begufoy, k'she yikonis lo pardes. V'yimashek ba'oysam ha'inyones hagdoylam ha'rechaykin. V'tiyo loy das nechayna lahavinu lahas. Etc. He could maybe on his best day of his life come to Tinavua. In order for a person to come to Tinavua, he had to refine himself. He had to be mevatalus chomrius. He had to be kol kuloi ruchni. So the Rechaim said, "Rasa shivcha bayom mashalay roy yecheska bavuzim eyolam." When the shivcha's at the yams, he's given a shivcha. The yidden are just left Mitzrayim. The yidden were if they avoid the zara. In order to appreciate what the matzav of the yidden were when they were Mitzrayim, it's mamish kedai because. It just brings out the punchline of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Study a little Egyptology or Egyptian mythology just to get a feel for what was going on. It's loyo umin kiyas super. It's a level that we can't even fathom. In Avodah Zarah, in Gilui Arayos, it's something we're not shayach to bechlal. We've progress so much, even as a degenerate culture, we cannot fathom what went on in Mitzrayim. And this is what it means when Chazal say, they have the Yidden were in this matzav, and this is mamish at the Yamsov, they just left Mitzrayim. They're not at Maimon Har Sinai. By Maimon Har Sinai, we know they came to certain Madregas, but they weren't there yet. Bechlal not there yet. And Afal Pikei Ros HaShivcha Bayom Mashaloi Roi Yecheska B'muzim Me'olam. So the Devei Chaim said that, how's it possible? It doesn't make sense. It's not Oizkahalten with the way Nevu was supposed to happen. So the Rebbe Chaim said a dover nifla. It's tief, it's hoyach, it's above our pay grade. But the punchline is very straightforward. The Rebbe Chaim said that it's true, that Nevuah goes with a certain mahalach. And the Ram talks about in the Moira, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Einoy Mavadi, but at the same time, the greatest manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dach Berum HaMailo. And Hashem, when he wanted to give Nevuah, so through intermediaries, there was Shechina that went down and it filtered through and it got diluted until finally it presided on the Navi, and the Navi was Zoicha to a certain Mara and a certain Nevuah, and that's what Nevuah is. So the Devei Chaim said that when Nevuah goes in that Seder, when the way Nevuah is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filtering down the Nevuah through all the Emtsayim, B'chahai Gavna, there's a Shulchan Aruch. There's a Teva Ruchni of how it works. And take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, just to get like an idea, just a primer, an introduction of how exactly this played itself out. But Yetzias Mitzrayim said that the Rechaim went with a whole different Mahalach. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know, was Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Shliach. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoidoi V'atzmoi. The way Yetzias Mitzrayim took place was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go through Emtsayim. There were no filters, there were no Shluchim. Even the name of Moshe Rabbein was not mentioned in the Agadah. It was Ani V'loi Shliach, Ani V'loi Malach. Kaviyochel Kutche Baruch Hu came no Maila L'mata, and he himself took his Shechina and he put it on Basav Adam. Here's the punchline. Said the Devei Chaim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoi Mavchen Bein Tzadik L'Roshav, Einoi Mavchen Bein Tomei L'Tar, makes no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four Bonim. There's a Chacham, there's a Roshav, there's a Tam, there's an Eni Yadei Elishav. And Tzon, there's a Tevet, there's a Mahalach, there's a certain Seyda Abriya. It has to go in a certain way. Oh, but if the Tat is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think he looks at his child that's a Tam any different than he looks at his child that's a Chacham? You know he doesn't. And as a result, it's all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashrish Chinosai and the Shrifcha Shebiyam, just like he was Mashrish Chinosai on Yecheskel Bambuzi. It makes no difference. The Yisoid and understanding, Rosh HaShivcha Bayom, Mashalei Ro Yecheskel Bambuzi Meyoylam, is all in the Vavarti Beres Mitzrayim, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Shliach. Being that it was Ani V'loi Shliach, being that it was done mamish bechvoidei v'atzmoi, the shechina of chvoidei v'atzmoi is einoi mavchin bein tomei l'tar, the Devei Chaim said. And that's why it was shayach ros HaShivcha Bayom, mashloi ro yecheska v'abuzi me'oilam. It's a dover nifla mamish. It's a dover nifla mamish. We know the Sfar Makdoshim say, That every year by the Leil HaSeder, Chayav Adam Liris Es Atzma, it's not Svar Makdoshim, the Mishnah says, Keilo Hu Atzma Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. But the reason is because really, Tzias Mitzrayim Chazet Zechibar. And that means all the Eiris and all the Kedusha, everything that was there by Tzias Mitzrayim is something that we have at the Leil HaSeder. At the Leil HaSeder, there's a certain connection that a Yid has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection is a connection of Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Aniv Eloi Malach, Aniv Eloi Shliach. There's a certain level of Ashrayis HaShchino that's mamish Chvoidei Ve'atzmei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a connection that a Yid can have by the Leil HaSeder that you can't have the whole year. Because the Leil HaSeder is the Leilah, it's the time of Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Aniv Eloi Malach, Aniv Eloi Shliach. And I'll tell you a Dovah Nifl, the Ramosha Shlomiak, shared with me, Erev Shabbos. And that is, we know that there's a minute you eat an egg, right? An egg is on the Ka'ari, you eat eggs by the Leil HaSeder. Why? So the Ramos says something very interesting. He says that because an egg is has Shaychus Tavelus, and we know that Tisha B'Av always falls out the same night of the week as Pesach says a Shaychus to Tisha B'Av. The Goyen, Afinar, the Bir Agra says, Tisha B'Av by the Leil HaSeder? Where's Tisha B'Av coming to the Leil HaSeder? So he says it's a Zecha to the Chagiga. So Moshe Shlomiak told me that there's a Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. Not Tshuva. A Drosha from the Chassam Sofer, it's in Zion of. This is talked away. Ben Benoishel talked away. And Toich Dvar, listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. And this is something, we say this a lot, because it comes up a lot. Only the Chassam Sofer could say. Nobody else in the whole world could say this. So listen to this Lashon. He says, Ukemedum. That there was a minhag aviseinu in Mitzrayim. When the Yidu in Mitzrayim, that every year on Tesvav Nis, on the first day of Pesach, the Chassam Sofer says that when the Yidu in Mitzrayim, Aharon and Shevet Levi, every year when it came Tesvav Nisan, for them it was Tisha B'Av. Why would it be Tisha B'Av? Ki boy nigzar bein absarim galus Mitzrayim. He says, because Tanchuma says in Parshas Boy that the bris bein absarim was on Pesach. And if that's the case, the gzeira of Yodoya Teda kigei yizarach of Eretz loy lehem v'avadav inu oisim arba meyashonu and the emach hasheicha gedoil of all the Golias, when did that psura happen? Happened on that day. Uboy milkecha sara el pari. It's a yalkit. That was the day Sara was taken to pari. Boy amad Yaakov lifnei pari berida till the Mitzrayim. Kamoy shakosafti le'il bedrush parashas vayichi. Boy hizchol koishi hashibut pesach. Pave of Shonim. The Chassam Sofer says he makes a chesh when the 86 years started on that night. Ukishesholach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moishim Brish Chodesh Nisim B'Sneh. And when Hashem sent Moishu Rabbeinu by the Sneh to Paroi, Ubolif Ne Paroi. You know what happened on that day? Uboy Baperek. He says during that kufa, Paroi said Tichpado Avoydo Al Anoshim. If that's the case, it was Huchpul Uboy Tzoros. There were so many Tzoros that happened on that day. The Nagu Eva Lefi Anias Daiti. And I hold it was Tisha B'Av. That was a day that was Tisha B'Av. Elisha Ata. But now when the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, Nepach l'sosainu l'simcha. V'nirali losis tam sha'oichlam beitza b'leil Pesach. And I hold that's the reason we eat an egg b'leil Pesach. Zeicha le'evil anal. It's in Zeicha to this Havelis. So Rav Shlomi Yog said, he says it's poshet. He says we say in the Seder, l'fichach anachnu chayovim, l'hoidois, l'hala, l'shabeach, l'fa, l'roim, l'hada, l'varech, etc. L'misha, osa, l'aviseinu v'lonu, is kol anisim ha'elu. What were the nisim? Hoitzionu me avdos l'cheres. The Eivishah took us from avdos l'cheres. Mi yogoyim l'simcha. Umi Evil Yontif. The Eivishah took us from Evil Yontif. So he said, where did the Eivishah take us from Evil Yontif? He said, he looked around at all the Haggadahs, Mamish from the Rishonim to the Achronim, to the Niglan, to the Nister. Where was the Evil Yontif? Everyone tries to know there was Avelus and Mitzrayim, Kamuvin. But where was the Hoitzionu me Evil Yontif? The Hoitzionu me Evil Yontif. Zoktech Sam Soif et Pasha, that's what he was coming to say. Elisha'ata Nepach Lososinu Lesimcha, it was evil, but it went me evil yontif. Pesach used to be a day of Avelos. Maybe that's why Tisha B'Av is. But Pesach used to always be a day of Avelos. But it was Nepach Lesosinu Lesimcha, which attack could be Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenachem will take us out. Me Abdus Lecheris, me Yogin Lesimcha, me evil yontif, me Afelola or Godol, me Shiba the Geula, and we should be Zoicha to Venoima the Fonov. Shira Chadasha Halavuka.